Last night I was driving home from Connecticut to Boston, and I was being very careful because late at night, Connecticut, they tend to be a little bit more strict on the speed limit laws. So I got on the highway, and then you know, a few minutes after I got on the highway, a cop car got on the highway right behind me. So I pulled, you know, I went to the right lane of the highway and I slowed down a little, and the cop car just zipped past me. And I was like, okay, good. I'm glad I didn't get pulled over. And then, like 2 to 3 minutes later, I saw the cop car pull someone over, like in front, you know, a couple miles ahead of me. I was like, oh man, sucks to be that guy. And I was really glad that I didn't get pulled over. And so I'm driving along, and I'm approaching the cop car. I see him in the distance. I'm approaching him, and as I approach him, I noticed, I saw him getting out of the car. And at the same time as he got out of the car that he pulled over, the person in front of that car got out of that car and started approaching him. I remember thinking to myself for a split second that that was really strange, because usually you're supposed to stay inside the car. It's actually kind of dangerous if you get out of the car. And that's all I had. I only had a split second before I realized what had happened, because in front of me, I started seeing just blood everywhere, all over the streets. It was just this huge smear streak of blood, and it lasted for a good, I would say, 20, 30 feet before it ended at some kind of animal, I think a deer. And I had no choice but to continue driving, because I was moving at like 65 miles an hour. And what had happened was this car had smashed into this deer and just completely decimated it. Like, it was complete, the deer was just completely destroyed, and there was just blood everywhere. And the thing is, I was terrified because, I didn't roll over the deer, but like, I went over it in some ways, because it was on the middle of the road and I couldn't turn out of the way. And there was like pieces of the deer and pieces of the car just still flying everywhere all over the road, because there's cars driving by and it's pushing the air currents into the air, and every pieces of everything just flying everywhere. And I rolled over a piece, and I was terrified that it'd give me a flat tire, or that it would break my car or something like that, because that's happened to me before. And fortunately, nothing happened, but it was just a really, really terrifying experience. So I think the moral of the story is, if you're ever driving in Connecticut, watch out for live animals.